The Christ Presence, Holy Wednesday. On this Wednesday, the fifth day on the road to resurrection, we are reminded of our aim, the presence of Christ. In Armadoxy, the Christ presence is accessible to all. Let the little children come to me, says Jesus, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. The children, the little children, being pure of heart, have access, and therefore the potential for everyone to have access is a given. Before he was betrayed, before his trial and crucifixion, Jesus ate one last meal with his loved ones. Known as the Last Supper, this is where Jesus gave his instruction to his disciples, addressing them by using the same descriptive phrase, little children. Jesus tells them, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." He places love as the highest standard for identification as a follower of Christ. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." These words of institution established the ritual of communion. It is a sacred and holy act by which we literally and completely absorb Christ as the energy source by which we live the expression of love. The Christ presence is not outside of you, but in the words of Jesus, indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Today's question, where is the Christ presence in your life? Tomorrow, the expression of love.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.